The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
This is The Bill Myers Show.
And he is Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of business law, author of many historical books, including Treasure Ship, the story of SS Brother Jonathan, and let's see, Sentinels of the Sea. Those are two of my favorites there. What else there, Doc? You can find out more at DennisPowersBooks.com.
Welcome. Oh, there's The Raging Sea, which is about the tsunami, and that put me on a national tour, which had to do with the 1964 tsunami that crashed down the U.S. West Coast from Alaska. I'm still doing presentations on that particular one because the courage and what was shown by the people of Crescent City, the county adjacent to Southern Oregon.
All right, very good. Let's talk some history this morning about Pat McCoy Moran. Jazz pianist and songwriter. She's the profile for today on Where Past Meets Present. What do we want to know about her?
Hmm? Well, this really shows the richness of Southern Oregon, because Patty Moran was born in Oklahoma in the mid-30s, and she, at age four, she was actually playing the piano. Mm-hmm. Her father had been a musician, was from a long line of musicians. By age 12, Bill, she was playing with symphony orchestras. She is a prodigy. Actually received a scholarship to study piano privately with the professor of music at Juilliard.
And she was going to be a concert pianist at first, but then something happened to change, right? Change
excellent her. Point, because what happened was, after listening to a concert by Oscar Peterson, the very famous jazz pianist who was really amazing, she changed into progressive jazz so that by the time she was 20, she had released two albums. She was playing in the top places in New York City and Chicago, including with Mel Torme and others. By her 20s, mid-20s, she was in Las Vegas, where she was with Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, and even Elvis Presley would come into her shows. But the key thing here, Bill, was that she never enjoyed traveling on the jazz circuit. And the reason is the fact that it was nights and it was a crazy life.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of, let's face it, a lot of drug addicts ended up developing in those crazy lifestyles of jazz, in the jazz world, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Not only the jazz world, but that entire genre is one to where if you really are good, which she was, you have all sorts of temptations. But she never enjoyed the traveling. And she happened to meet a soldier, Mike McCoy, who was heading over to Vietnam. About a year later, she married, and they moved to Ashland because Mike was from Oregon. And they began raising a family that became five children who also headed into singing or musical careers. So here, there are folks who are listeners who can probably do remember her playing with the Shakespeare Festival. She recorded CDs in Los Angeles. But here's what really stood out to me is the fact that she opened, Bill, the first jazz concert ever played at the Brit Festival with Dave Brubeck.
First ever. And wow. Okay.
First ever. And Brubeck was an incredible personality. She did other albums while she was here. Actually, in 2001, she released her CD, Jesus in Paris, which was jazz, classical, and gospel.
That's an interesting combo, isn't it?
And you know, the reason for it is that she is so talented and has been. They now live in Central Point. Patty can play bebop, jazz, blues, ragtime, gospel, swing, boogie-woogie, and classical, Mozart, Chopin. And other ones.
I know, because I was at a concert one time in which she performed with Alexander Tutinov. Of course, we know Tutinov, the pianist, great too, at Southern Oregon University.
SOU, professor over there, and bringing Tutin in was really one of the highlights, for that department. And you're absolutely right, because, you know, she is amazing, and she's still considered as one of the top jazz pianists ever.
Well, I'm so glad that she was able to avoid the temptations of the vintage jazz musician. I think of another jazz piano great that did you ever hear of Bill Evans by chance? Bill Evans?
Clue me in.
Okay, Bill Evans was another wonderful jazz pianist and cut way short. Ended up dying at about age of 50, but he was a heroin addict most of his most of his professional life, because that was kind of what a jazz artist did back in the days, you know, in the 1950s, late 40s, 1950s, 60s. And it was just so much of that. And I ended up killing him as time went on.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not just musicians that has spread to, because we look at, you know, different artists over time, you know, in terms of Belushi and others, you know, that were also prodigies in their own way. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I'm really just glad that the life that I've had, and I'm sure that you can feel and your listeners can, that never got along that road, because the way that you can really enjoy life is not to be subject to the word and the injection of the devil.
There you go. Well, the way I think it worked for me, I was very fortunate that it came right down to it. I was much happy to take my meager money, my meager pay as a young DJ, and spend it on an occasional cheeseburger than to do cocaine. So there we go. Well, just kind of leave it at that. I know a lot of the people I worked with, though, man, they were strung out. Hey, Doc, great profile.
I was too busy cleaning ladies and girls' their apartments when I was at CU. I worked every single year to get myself through college and law school, and I was so much the better for it. We learned the value of hard work, Bill, as you did so well.
Indeed we did, my friend. So Pat McCoy Moran, jazz pianist, songwriter. That'll be the profile. I'll put it up on KMED.com. We still have a lot more to talk about this morning, Doc. Stand by. Yeah, this is the Bill Myers Show.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The People's Commissioner. Hi, this is Ron Smith, candidate for Josephine County Commissioner. So why do I say the People's Commissioner? Here's five good reasons. One, I've worked on the people's side of government over 20 years, defending our property rights, our liberties, and our freedoms from government overreach and intrusion. Two, because when you elect me, you'll get a man of integrity who will honestly listen and hear your concerns. I will never forget I work for and serve the people. Three, I'm a team player on the people's team. I'm not a politician. I'm just like you, believing in lower taxes, financial responsible, and transparent government. Four, I have no hidden agendas. I will openly work to see the people's will expressed through county government to be your voice inside government. Five, as a conservative, I am done letting politicians waste our tax dollars on nonsense while we're robbed by drifters, choked by smoke, and gouged by outrageous housing costs. Learn more at VoteRonSmith.com. Paid for by citizens to elect Ron Smith commissioner.
Who'll Stop the Rain is a classic 1970 hit from Creedence Clearwater that reached number 2 on the U.S. Billboard Pop Singles chart. While Millett Construction doesn't know the answer to John Fogerty's question, they do know how to fix your home's foundation if moisture is making it unstable. So don't worry about clouds of mystery pouring confusion on the ground. Millett will fix your foundation, level your house, and solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Visit MillettConstruction.com for a free consultation.
It's not all about you when it comes to your well water quality. There's a lot going on below the surface. Your water is affected by everything, from drought and floods to what's been applied to properties that share your aquifer. And the only way to know what's in your water is to have it tested. Grants Pass Water Lab offers fast service, affordable prices, and professional staff who make it easy to understand what's in your water and whether it matters. You'll find them online at gpwaterlab.com.
What's for dinner? It's a question often pondered. At Freddy's Diner, we have answers.
Okay, oh boy, she's going to be back soon. Let's see. Chicken fried steak, a New York, Carolina chicken, seafood combo, smoked brisket, hand-dipped salmon, fish and chips.
Have you decided?
Winner, winner, four-piece pressure fried chicken dinner.
Excellent choice.
You can't lose at Freddy's Diner. Open every day till 8 p.m. on Main in Old Town Eagle Point.
Voting is being tabulated for Bicoastal Media's Best of Southern Oregon contest, presented by Dusty's Transmissions. Results are coming soon. Meanwhile, go to bestofsouthernoregon.com and reserve your ad space in the 2024-25 edition of Best of Southern Oregon to be published in July. All the information is there, and flip through the current online magazine, too. Thank you to all who nominated and voted in this year's Best of Southern Oregon contest, and good luck to all of the 1,500 businesses who were nominated.
The Bill Myers Show, 106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD.
29 after 8. Hey, it's the theme from Shaft, and we're here to make sure that we don't shaft ourselves with some of the votes out there, okay? Well, looking at Shaft from a different point of view into a word, you know. But Dr. Powers, it's great to have you on. And now we're going to be doing some talk about some of the judicial races, which are some of the hardest ones, because some of them will ask for radio time, and I'll talk to several of them. But there's only so far you can go. There's only so far that judicial ethics will let someone describe what they will do. You can't talk about cases, right? You know, that's the way it goes. Fair enough about when you're dealing with lawyers and judge types.
Oh, absolutely. In terms of the candidates, a key thing that really stands out is that the state, and they print this in numbers of pages in the big book we receive, that inaccurate or wrong information is not corrected.
That's right.
State does not fact check the information submitted.
Yeah, everything which is put in a voter's pamphlet guide is there from the candidate or the people supporting the candidate. It is not it's not something that is vetted in any way. So you can make any kind of claim that you want on a voter's pamphlet. That's the whole deal. Just like they don't fact check when we do arguments. Like I did an argument against the three bloodthirsty, rapacious charter changes things coming from the Democrats, the Jackson County Democrats. But
yeah, I'm glad to see that all of you were getting those in.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of votes against, that's for sure. Hey, let's talk about the race for district attorney. And because the current district attorney is retiring, and so we have two here, and I've spoken, I've interviewed both of them, and I have opinions. And I have concerns about both. You know, I have different concerns in different ways, all right? One of them, we have Alyssa Bartholomew, and she's a candidate for district attorney. I talked with her a few days ago. And she has been a county counsel there. She was also involved in public defending, et cetera, et cetera. What do we know about Alyssa from the legal side, from your point of view, looking at it as an attorney would? What do you know?
Well, this is the way that this is the approach that I generally use in terms of going through those to make a decision where I haven't gone ahead and contributed, nor have a real association with.
So, okay, that's good. So you have no dogs in these fights, and that's good to know.
No dogs in the fight. But take a look. If you got to do some research. For example, on Alyssa, where she is a prosecutor, that was some years ago in Washington, in a county that was smaller than Medford. Mm-hmm. And when you go ahead and read through it, you see that she is a public defender. I mean, she's still listed as a public defender when you go to the website. The question I have is, why is she so endorsed by people that we know are more conservative than they are liberal, although they got to balance that in terms of being able to be reelected? So, Bill, why is she so endorsed where Patrick Green is not?
Well, it's hard to say there, you know, because you look at the endorsements, and I kind of look at it as the Republican, and by the way, I don't say this as a criticism, the Republican blob, of course, is very much behind Alyssa Bartholomew. Okay, that's fine. I get that. I guess they're looking to not perhaps have a liberal prosecutor on the DA's situation, because certainly the incumbent is arguably left of center. Would you agree with that overall or not?
Well, in terms of Patrick Green versus Alyssa, he has spent his time, as a senior, as a deputy district attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has gone ahead and recommended by legal people basically coming down, although there are a couple there. In terms of the electability, that is probably where the Republican Party is trying to come behind Alyssa Bartholomew,
mm-hmm.
although Patrick Green, to me, has the better experience in there. And so in terms of when your listeners are going ahead and deciding, they're balancing themselves, and it's hard to determine which one has a better electability in the final race.
Yeah.
How say you?
Well, there must be a lot of politics being involved in this race because, like I said, a lot of Republicans have backed Alyssa. And of course, I'm a Republican. I have a dog in this fight. I get that. And yet I've looked at them. I've actually have good feelings about both of them. And so that's why I ask you about this. However, then I go to Patrick Green's side and part of this is that I'll look at Orstar. You know, Orstar is who donates to a campaign. And Peter Sage donated $1,000, I believe, last time I checked, to Patrick Green. And Peter Sage, you know Peter Sage, right? He's a former Jackson County commissioner, you know, from years back, and has pretty well-known blogger. Does that cause a problem, though? Does that change your evaluation overall?
Well, first of all, that might make a difference, Bill, in terms of the conservatives that have endorsed Alyssa Bartholomew,
mm-hmm.
And even with that knowledge, if I needed to choose, and I don't really recall how I voted because I just went ahead and took care of it as soon as it came in going through this checklist, I would probably go with Patrick Green. But that's just one vote out of all these tens of thousands. There's just something also where the big question in my mind was, why are all these Republicans endorsing Alyssa? It must have to do with electability, but I'm going to go with whom I think is the one who is probably better for the job, despite that. But that doesn't mean that what I'm saying is correct. It just is one methodology that listeners can use.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask you. I'm just looking for this. Okay. Let us go then into the why don't we take a quick break, and I'll be right back. And then let's talk more about Johan Pietila and David Orr. This is not very often that you have someone challenging a sitting judge. It doesn't happen very often, does it?
No, it doesn't, and that's another interesting race.
All right, we will kick that around coming up. News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The judge in former President Trump's New York criminal trial has sanctioned Mr. Trump again for violating a gag order. The judge fined the former president $1,000 and warned that future violations could result in jail time. Witness testimony resumed thereafter. Following recent anti-Israel demonstrations on campus, Columbia University's May 15th campus-wide commencement has been canceled. Columbia plans to hold smaller school-based ceremonies this week and next week instead. The Israeli military is urging civilians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city of Rafah, people being told to move to an Israeli-declared humanitarian zone near the coastline. On Wall Street this morning, stocks in positive territory. The Dow is up 45 points, the Nasdaq ahead 106 points, and the S&P better by 29. More details at srnnews.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A Precious Metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
1954, 70 years ago, the World Series is broadcast in color for the first time. The number one song of the day, Doris Day's Secret Love. Meantime, in Vancouver, Washington, store number one for Grover Electric and Plumbing opened its doors to welcome do-it-yourselfers and contractors with a promise of superior service. Service, quality products, and everyday low prices. Grover celebrates 70 years of do it yourself and save. For a location near you, visit groverelectric.com.
It's 8:39. Boy, if you have received an insurance renewal in any time in the recent past, and you're probably still trying to pick up your jaw, seeing what's happening with the rates here. The inflation, the Biden inflation of the last few years is sticky and getting stickier all the time. 10, 15, 20, 25% boosts in insurance renewal rates. You know what they're charging for you? Not unusual. You need a friend out there to help you sort out the carnage going on when it comes to your budgeting. It's like, wow, my home insurance goes up 25%. What? I'm trying to get homeowners insurance, and I live out in the county, and they're looking at fire maps and everything else. Yeah. You need to get in touch with Steve Yancey, my friend at Sky Park Insurance, who is an independent insurance agent, doesn't work with just one company. So when one company like a State Farm cancels out a state or something like that, you're not just left high and dry, all right? Get in touch with Steve today at 261-5444, 261-5444, skyparkins.com. Have him give you a quote today and see if he can work some money-saving miracles for you. Sky Park Insurance.
At Sky Park. We make insurance easy.
We've heard it all.
Apparently, those larger tires don't provide more clearance.
It was a really big bird. Might have been a pterodactyl.
I should have screwed that tool shelf in the garage to the wall.
But the reason you need auto body repair doesn't matter to us as much as making your car look new again, and the process easy for you. At Lithia Body and Paint, we've been getting Southern Oregon drivers back on the road since 1946. Speed, service, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Johan Pietila and David J. Orr, who is currently a judge over there, and judge of the Circuit Court, First District, Position 9. Doc, let's get your opinion here, the expert legal opinion of these two people. And maybe you could even explain what happened to David Orr that he was sanctioned by the district attorney's office and was not given any criminal cases. I imagine you looked into that probably, or have you not? I don't know.
No, actually, that'd be something that it'd be helpful for your listeners to go into it as you would like.
Okay. Well, we have a sitting judge with Johan Pietila, who's a senior assistant county counsel. So this doesn't happen very often. So I'm interested in your opinion of the two.
Well, it's a close decision when you go through it. And again, it's one to where, like most of your listeners, it is one to where we don't have inside information. Mm-hmm. So as to the two of them, a couple of the things that really stand out to me is the fact that with Johan, you see each litigant has equal process to our legal system. And then you come in and you see that he's a litigator. And also, he was on the steering committee for the Campaign for Equal Justice. And on the other hand, if you look at the endorsements of the local leaders there, that's one to where it's a little mixed politically. Mm-hmm. You come over to David Orr.
Because you're right, because I do see the endorsements are mixed party people. I can tell that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Absolutely right. When you come through with David Orr, he has been first term as judge. He comes through in terms of being impartial. And it's as if he is saying, okay, fine, I'm looking ahead to another term. So the here holding off the issue of electability, I would lean towards David Orr. But that doesn't mean that my leaning would be the correct one, but it's just the one that you asked for my personal approach to it, and that's what I'm doing.
Okay. All right. Let's talk with Joe Davis and Christine Herbert. And Joe has not requested time on the show. Christine Herbert did. All right. And this is for Judge of the Circuit Court, First District, Position 5. And this is another open seat. So this is pretty interesting. What do you think?
Well, that's true. And as I recall, wasn't Joe Davis involved with the juvenile court?
Let us see here. Circuit Court Judge Pro Tem, Board of Ed, Rogue RCC, blah, 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 blah. Let's see. Writing experience, 25 years, family business, criminal law. Jackson County Circuit Court Judge Pro Tem. All right, that's what he did.
There it is.
Okay.
Okay, so in any event, when you come through it, you look at the endorsements and... You know, like you and like other listeners, I know some of, well, not personally, although there's a couple that I do know personally, mm-hmm. In terms of the endorsements for either side. But when you come into it in terms of the experience, in terms of we're lucky because with Joe Davis, there is a lot of news that has come out about him as he was doing. So because of that, my one vote would have been going towards Joe Davis. And again, I think, as you know me, I'm also one that doesn't like to follow the crowd.
I guess not.
In all these different things. But how say you?
Okay, well, I'm leaning on Christine Herbert myself. If I had to choose between the two at this point, I'm looking at what I thought was a pretty well balanced judicial experience here. But let's see, 24 years trial experience in both criminal, high profile murders and civil litigation, indigent criminal and juvenile defense. And also a custody litigator, so she kind of did a whole lot of those different things. That's just my personal opinion. I haven't made my decisions yet, but that's I was kind of leaning on that. On the other hand, you know, Joe didn't ask for any time on the air, which makes me suspicious. You know, it makes me suspicious when there's somebody open running for an open seat and they don't ask for time. I don't know why that would be the case. That always makes
that's a really interesting point. And on the other side. A slightly different approach would mm-hmm. be the fact that he is relying on signs. He is relying on a lot of different types of things because of the experience he has. And I'm not coming in as to strongly supporting either one.
Yeah, I'm
but
not
on
either.
Christine.
What's that now?
Christine, mm-hmm. It was the experiences that she had very, very you know, in terms of Thomas Jefferson School of Law, which is already in the news,
mm-hmm.
You also have all the work that she did for the United States Social Security Administration as a service rep.
Mm-hmm.
And so with these things, defending the indigent, advocating for juvenile rights for decades, those were the things to where I felt... swayed to come in
with Joe Davis. Okay,
but you were making some very good points, of course, and I think also, Bill, part of the thing about endorsements is, from my limited experience in different politics, going even before I came here 3 decades ago, and what I've seen here is that endorsements can also be, as you know. Well, I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine, because endorsements are one of those things that are, by those that are in the circuit, mm-hmm. negotiable. I know that when I was going for advanced commons just for books, there was always something that was a somewhat of a quid pro quo. They could very much like your book. They could very much like what your writing was. But there might have been a little self-interest down the road, so I was happy to go ahead and give them. If I liked the book, there were a couple times when I wouldn't give advance comments back because you have to be independent. But that's just kind of a side issue that I'm bringing up.
Here's something, Doc, just between you and me and several thousand folks this morning. Are we served by this nonpartisan aspect of the judicial races? To me, it's just yet another way of hiding behind things. And so, and look what we're trying to do. You know, I'll sit there and look at Patrick Green, $1,000 from Peter Sage, and I start end up saying, "What is that? The kiss of death?" Ah, you know, that kind of thing, right? You know, those are the things that run through our heads. And I don't want to be a partisan hack here. I actually want to find the people that are the best for it. But are we served by nonpartisan? Because I know that Jackson County for All is trying to do the same thing to our county commission. So that way we're sitting around there, gosh, where do these people, where do they really come from? And are we served by nonpartisanship in judges?
No. And the reason is that one of the things that really stood out to me when I was going through, all the circuit judges, the appellate judges, a Supreme Court justice that were running unopposed. And here, where you have a state that is so, but for Southern Oregon, that Ashland is trying to chip into and take away, this nonpartisanship has been very partisan in the legal department, and we've seen what nonpartisan really means in New York State and New York City.
All right. If you had to venture a guess of all the people involved in the justice system in Southern Oregon, how many of them would you say are actually Democrats and or leaning left, and how many actually lean right and maybe Republicans? If you were to venture a guess just from what you know about the system here in Southwest Oregon. Do you know?
I would, if I had to make a guess anecdotally, I would say that a majority.
A majority are what?
Are know that they have to bring in terms of what they say before judges and or what they do as a judge, has got to bring in the arguments that also mean this is coming from a hard left person or a left person.
All right. That's just the reality.
But
a majority of that, even right now, a majority of that, even right now in office, right?
Well, also the thing is that when you bring up the county commissioners, boy, is that one. Because you can see one who has lost, who is so behind this from Ashland and Jackson County, that they're talking about taking the salary down to $75,000 and say, oh, I'll go ahead and I'll take that for 2 years, says one of the candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason is because they don't need it. They're taken care of in other ways. And those that have to go ahead and rely on it are saying, the salary where it is now is one to where I'd have to think twice before if they did reduce it. That's what I'd have to decide whether I'd run again. These people who are running it from Ashland, who are from the far left Democratic Party, are doing everything they can to win, and they're not being transparent, because what they do as soon as they get in office, watch.
Well, it comes right down to it. I remember nobody in the past, these failed county commissioner candidates from the left here, Doc, none of them were complaining about the salary and the benefits back then. It's only now. And I think it's one of those things where they're trying to do this because a Republican who is not particularly discerning, right, or a conservative would say, oh, they're doing this for fiscally conservative purposes. And that's kind of like saying free Medicare for all to the leftists, right? They go for it. Oh, yeah. Poking at it like an emu, poking at something shiny, you know, that sort of thing. And it's all about fooling people. It really is. I just don't want us
absolutely
to be fooled ever
absolutely
on these kind of things.
And for example, let me give you another one right now where we're talking about the Ashland Recorder's Office.
Mm-hmm.
That's one that you should vote no on. Why? Because this city council wants to go ahead and be able to appoint it because it's control. And they went ahead in Ashland News, went ahead and put a news release talking about the fact that the Ashland Recorder's Office was behind by 2 years in work they needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way that you could go against it. I have seen what the city council here, which is very liberal, it has done in Ashland in taking over positions and power from the Ashland Parks. And I have friends of mine who have been really standing up and going in as to what's going on in the homeless situation, because we're not getting it from the PR releases made by the city council to Ashland News. And that's just being honest.
All right. You see, and this is my concern then about so much of the state is completely controlled by the hard left, all right? Anything that defends us from any further additional takeover and intrusion by the supermajority party is something which we must work to do with our votes here, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And
absolutely.
So, And that's why that's going to affect a lot of my judicial votes that I can tell. And I hate to put it that way, but, you know, we're in a war. And I think that to deny that we're in a war is not going to be helpful for us. OK, my friend, I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much. And we will talk again next Monday and dig around some more news and more history. And thanks. OK,
look forward to it. And you could be exactly right. So
all right.
My best. And we'll talk later.
All right. Take care now. It is 8:54. The email of the day on the Bill Myers Show, sponsored by Central Point Family Dentistry. See all they have to offer at centralpointfamilydentistry.com and call for an appointment. Dr. Steve Nelson and his staff are next to Mazatlan Mexican Restaurant, just off Pine in Central Point.
Jasper's Cafe, voted Medford's best burgers for 14 years running. Jasper's has been a local tradition for over 40 years. Come in and see for yourself why we've been recognized nationally for our amazing burgers featuring outrageous toppings and a delicious range of meats from local grass-fed beef to elk to bison and more. We're just 1 mile up North Pacific Highway from the mall, or check out our menu at jasperscafe.com. Jasper's, burgers with attitude.
Two Dogs Fabricating knows trailers. They sell trailers and repair trailers. So if you'd like your trailer inspected, bring it to the dogs and they'll sniff it out. Two Dogs will check the axles, hitch, tongue, lights, bed, brakes, and more to make sure your trailer's roadworthy. Most trailers on the road are fine, but it's good to have it checked out once a year. They'll scrutinize crucial welds for corrosion and cracks too. And if you need any repairs, you'll get a quick, reasonable estimate. Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford.
Hi, I'm Jim with the Beauty Mark Salon and Glitter Bar, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
Hey, John, you wanted to weigh in on the DA race. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Yeah. Patrick Green is the left-wing person. That's why Peter Sage is sending him the money. And Alyssa is a conservative in all ways, family. She will provide law and order. I think the whole district attorney's office right now is somewhat in disarray, but they're all left-wing people, almost all of them. And Alyssa will clean house, and she'll bring conservative values. When you say you should vote to stop, you know, the totally controlling party, then you have to vote for Alyssa Bartholomew. She's the conservative in that race. The
all
other
right.
man is not.
All right.
Thing, all right. Patty Moran, she used to hang out at Jasmine's restaurant in the 70s. She was good friends with David and Steve Sachs and David Zaslow, who ran it. And she used to perform there regularly.
No kidding.
And she's as good as you can ever. No one, you just can never imagine anyone could play better piano than that.
Well, I know she was playing great when she was performing with Tutinoff that one night I saw. But thanks, John. I appreciate the take on it. All right. It is 8:57. Before we take off, though, let's do another email or two of the day. Emails of the day, and that is sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. Great people there, by the way. It's next door to the Mazatlan Mexican Restaurant. And if you need a specialized toothpaste or a water pick or something else, they'll sell them to you at cost, not making any markup there. They want to make sure you're taken care of there. centralpointfamilydentistry.com. And we have a person who is anonymous here, but says, hey, Bill, I love the show. We still listen every day. I guess I'm a psycho, too. We were talking about the psychos. Are you a psychopath if you like to have a loud car, right? He says, I used to put baseball cards in my bicycle spokes as a kid to make my bike louder and sound cooler. Oh, that cracks me up. Pat from Medford writing, Bill, kudos to Kevin Christman. Thank you for recognizing his hard work. We are lucky to have him. I wish he would run for office. The Reverend David writes me this morning, Bill, yes, Congress with the anti-Semitism awareness bill, Congress with this piece of legislation would be outlawing much of the New Testament, especially St. Paul's letters. They are peppered with criticisms of the Jews. And that's a very good point. Thank you for making that, Reverend. Many religious people have noted this, okay? And Chuck from Wolf Creek says, hey, Bill, I went to the Vietnam War Memorial shortly after it was opened with my father, who is a 33-year U.S. Marine. It went from a ho-hum experience to moving quickly when he started pointing out people who are under his command who died in rocket attack. Chuck, thank you very much. Email Bill at BillMeyerShow.com.